Previously on Left Behind.
I am Michael. I am here to heal you.
Those two missiles came right through the cabin. No restrictions on curfew enforcement. Shoot to kill at the Mount of Olives at Masada.
All right, get down. Get down.
You should kill them all and start over.
What more can I do, Excellency?
You can die!
The ground's shifting!
Let me see if I can back out of here.
Oh, they're firing!
Incoming!
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 105 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Priority to finding this informant. I want lie detector tests for everyone on board.
That will be two stewards, myself and Leon.
Ah, you are wise to leave me out. And diplomatic to leave Viv Ivans out. Do not be diplomatic.
You want her polygraphed, Excellency?
Absolutely. How long will it take?
The process has become quite streamlined. We now merely use a computer program that detects changes in the frequency modulation of the voice. A person has no control over it. He or she can speak at a different pace or at a different volume, but the FM frequency will change only under stress.
Oh, really?
It's gold, sir.
In that case, Suhail, include me in the testing and get it done immediately.
Yes, sir.
I just heard it. They're on to me.
Why? What happened?
The GC were on the buck. I erased the files for Jack Jensen and Cameron Williams. Somehow intelligence must have seen it, and now Carpathia knows there's a mole, and he knows somebody's wrong inside the palace.
Which means it's only a matter of time before they get to you.
I've taken some precautions. I hacked into the personnel files and made it look like I was in the infirmary the last couple of days. Then I backed up all my files and encoded it on my laptop. Crashed my hard drive. The only person on the planet who could uncover it is David, and he's no longer on the planet.
Play this as cool as you can, Chang. Be at work tomorrow, on time, ready to go.
I just wish I knew who was watching my hacks.
You might want to lay low with that for a while, too.
Yeah. What's the latest on Operation Eagle?
Last crew to Petra's touchdown. GC forces are decimated. They lost almost half their planes and choppers. And ground forces didn't do any better.
Carpathia can't be happy with that. Or the fact that the world heard Dr. Benjuda and Dr. Rosenzweig clearly give the gospel.
Can you believe that?
Zion's predicting another worldwide revival.
Binoculars? I can do you one better than that, Chloe. You looking up or out?
Mostly out. Nothing specific. You know, I don't know if I ever formally thanked you for the idea about the co-op.
Formally? There's nothing formal about life no more.
Well, I appreciate it. You were right. There were lots of people who felt left out of the action.
Just like you, huh?
People who wanted to get involved. So now I'm working myself out of a job using the net.
Like I said, you can't do it all yourself. But there's enough work to go around that you'll never be out of something to do. I read the manual you put together. Great stuff.
Thanks. The recruits are working out well. Are you sure you know where to...
Listen, a tower this huge is full of little treasures. You want the most powerful eyes I can find, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it should be in here. I saw it in one of these cabinets. Here we go.
Oh.
Check this out.
Oh, wow. Will this need a tripod?
It's not supposed to. You gotta brace it on something, though, like the window ledge. That'll do. Which way are you looking?
It'd be on this side.
You need to scratch a little peephole here. There you go. Now, what are you looking for?
Nothing, really.
Right. And it's on this side of the building?
How do you focus? There.
My dad used to watch birds. Got all excited every time he'd see a new one.
Fascinating.
Oh, it is. Like if you were locking in right now and a teal-crested nuthatch. Man, that would be huge.
You just made that up.
It sounded good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting better at telling when you're shooting from the hip.
I'll have to work on that. So come on, what are we looking at?
Okay. You promise not to tell anybody?
That you're looking at nothing?
Here, just take a look. It's at ground level. I saw it a few days ago. It's there every night.
Some sort of light.
How far away you think that is?
Looks like 3/4 of a mile, maybe. It's kind of blocked by the side of that building, but there's definitely something there.
Why would there be a light on when Chicago's been declared full of radiation?
You got me.
Too small to be a street light.
Oh, you're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
What? I'm just curious.
Here's a report on the number of casualties, sir.
Does this include...
Right there, under Maritime.
Okay, yes. Interesting that lakes and rivers haven't been affected. Only the oceans.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Have you heard the news about Supreme Commander Moon?
News?
Come on, I know you're a Carpathia pet. Surely you have inside knowledge. Moon is dead.
Dead? How?
Shot to death outside the Potentate's plane.
The enemy?
Don't be naive. Our people at that level are surrounded by security.
Who then?
They suspect the stewards. Both Indians.
Why?
They have a contact on the inside. Here.
What? The stewards?
You are naive, aren't you?
Not too naive to...
To what?
I don't know. Guess your middle name?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Forget it.
You could never guess it anyway.
Of course, I couldn't.
Unless you saw my personnel file. And as you well know, every transaction with the personnel computers are recorded. I could tell in a second if you'd been snooping around.
Feel free.
No need. You're tight with His Excellency.
Well, my father is. Or he thinks he is.
I suppose you've heard they've asked for lie detecting software. I uploaded it this morning. We are all going to be questioned.
Why?
I told you. The Indians. The stewards. There's a connection. A leak.
Cool. A spy hunt.
You want to be first or last?
I was first with the mark. That was a real picnic. But hey, I've nothing to hide. They can wire me up anytime they want.
They'll search your apartment. Want to see your personal computer?
Again, feel free. The hard drive's toast. Been that way for a while.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
No, I don't.
About knowing my full name?
I'd be guessing, sir.
Then I'll give you one guess.
I was just talking. I don't know.
Come now, take a shot. Tell you what, you get it right, I'll leave your name off the interrogation list.
Why would I care?
It's a waste of time, a nuisance, stressful.
Not if you're innocent. I've never even heard of the Indian stewards.
The offer stands.
I know it starts with an S.
Everybody knows that. It's on my nameplate. But maybe it's like the S in Harry S. Truman and stands for nothing.
You use the period after it, so it stands for something. I'd just be guessing.
Unless you're lying about hacking into my file. 100 nicks says you couldn't guess it in 10 tries.
Sequoia.
How did you...
Am I right?
You are. And you know it, but how? It's not even a Mexican name, not even Spanish.
I'm guessing Indian. American Indian, I mean.
Tell me how you knew that.
I told you, sir. I guessed.
The missiles, whatever they were, went right past us. I mean, inches. I could feel the heat, and once they passed through the cabin, they hit the GC chopper in front of us and blew it out of the sky.
And that's when Michael appeared?
Well, I guess he'd been there all along.
Nobody heard at all?
No. We checked out the chopper when we landed. Not a scratch. I tell you, hon, this is just the most incredible thing I've ever experienced.
Is Dad there now?
No. He took the chopper back up. Best way to see what's going on. So how about you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's wrong? Hon?
I've got some bad news.
What?
We all agreed not to tell you and Haim until your work was almost over.
Is it Kenny?
No. Actually, it's over there near you.
What?
A couple of GC wandered up to Petra, found David Hasid, and murdered him. Buck, are you there?
Yeah. Just give me a minute, okay?
I don't know when Dad's gonna tell Haim. It ought to be soon. Especially if he's going to be right there on site. I know.
We didn't want the people to see Haim yet, so we left him on board with your dad.
Of course.
Chloe, that has not been easy loss.
I know. The awful part is, it's only going to get worse. Before I fall asleep, I run over in my mind everybody we've got left, and I can't help but wonder.
Yeah, who will be next, I know. I didn't know David as well as some of the others did, but... Man, just from a practical, logistical standpoint...
It's a huge loss.
He was vital, hon.
And how much do we know about Ming's brother?
David was pretty high in him, but he's still a teenager. I mean, I hate to talk about it only in terms of what it means to the Trib Force, but...
Every loss makes it harder for the rest of us to survive, and it's only natural that we look at it that way. I just want y'all back here and safe.
Soon, I promise. Your dad wants to fly us all back to the States, then run Sion over here for a personal visit to Petra.
I want to go.
You just said you wanted us back in one piece,
right? Well, I need babysitters.
Oh, come on. We all need some R&R before Armageddon.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
Dad promised I could go on the next mission if all the bases were covered. And I took that to mean if there were enough people here to watch Kenny.
Sure, Chloe, because all you do is watch Kenny.
You don't like the idea?
No, I don't. Kenny could stand losing me more than you.
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm being silly. Listen to yourself. You're his mother.
So I get the whole responsibility.
That is not what
And you're so crucial to the work of the Trib Force that we can't risk losing me and leaving you to be Kenny's primary caregiver.
I cannot believe I'm standing here in the middle of the desert arguing about who's going to watch the baby.
Well,
listen, you can't come back with Sion because the GC is waiting till he returns before they make an airstrike here.
Yet you send Sion into that, and a billion people a day are dependent on him.
We believe he'll be protected.
And I won't?
Well, we honestly don't know for sure. You and I are both Gentiles, remember? Oh, man.
I don't want to fight about this.
Look, I'm just...
Please, don't write it off until we get a chance to talk it through.
All right. Okay, all right.
Be careful, okay? I love you.
Yeah. I love you too, hon.
Yeah.
Hey, Zeke.
Hey, Chloe.
So, theoretically speaking...
Uh-oh.
If I were to go out for, say, a walk, would you keep an ear out for Kenny?
A walk? You can't just wander out of here
when... Zeke, please, I'm a grown woman and I need to get out of here. I'll have my phone with me.
If somebody asks, I can't see my way clear to lie for you.
Well, I didn't ask you to. Just don't volunteer anything. I don't want anyone to worry.
Theoretically speaking, does this have anything to do with that light we saw?
Just keep an ear out for Kenny, will you?
Ray, it's Buck. What do you make of the eastern horizon?
GC ground forces moving this way. Smitty's guessing they're going to break into three ranks so they can approach Petra simultaneously from three different directions. They'll effectively corner those trying to get in.
Great. Well, I guess the news of David can wait.
You heard.
Yeah, pretty serious loss.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, you gotta ask Haim who's safe here and who's not. Gentiles, Jews, and what about the people outside Petra?
Well, let me see if Haim has any answers. Find me right away when I land. We may have to talk about passing out weapons.
Weapons?
That's right.
Ray, we start shooting and we open up a huge can of worms.
Now, given all our questions about who's protected where, it's potentially a bigger mess if the GC opens fire.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you when you land.
Right there. See it?
And you say those are all ground troops, Rayford?
Yes, sir. The guys flying are both military. They're telling me they've ID'd columns of tanks, armored trucks, personnel carriers.
What are those large vehicles to the right?
Those are rocket launchers. And right below us is what they're after. That crowd going into Petra.
It would seem that way.
So, my question is this. Are your people safe outside the walls?
Captain, the question is academic. Without a miracle of God, we're still hours from having any more than half our people inside.
No argument there.
How long before these attackers reach us?
They're probably already within firing range. In 20 more minutes, they'll be in attack position. Add 10 minutes to that, and they're in hand-to-hand range.
So half an hour.
Maximum.
My people are neither armed nor prepared to defend themselves. We are completely at the mercy of God.
Do you think your people would defer to Gentiles? Allow them to get into Petra as quickly as possible?
There would be no time to explain why.
Well, the alternative is that we suspend the airlift, hand out as many arms as we have, and put together a defensive stand.
You will be hopelessly outnumbered, Captain.
True. But we may inflict some damage, and we won't be going down without a fight.
I would not begin to try to advise you. What is God telling you?
He's telling me I'm as afraid as I've ever been.
Forgive me, but speaking from personal experience, if fear is what you're hearing, it is not God talking.
Right. Smitty, find Albie and Mac. Update them and have them connect with us as soon as we land. Tell them we want to load weapons and set up a perimeter 100 yards in front of the Israelis.
I'm only guessing, but if we were to surround them up to the walls on either side of the entrance, we will likely stand more than 50 yards apart each.
I didn't say this would be easy, and I'm wide open to suggestions.
I wish I had one.
Then round up our guys and tell the rest that all Operation Eagle personnel are on combat duty, effective immediately. Doctor, while they're doing that, I'm afraid I need to tell you about something that happened here yesterday.
Hello?
Hey!
Zeke, you just about scared me to death.
Well, I'm not really calling you, but if I were, everything okay?
I'm just feeling a little on edge. It's kind of weird out here.
I was wondering if you were carrying any kind of a weapon. You know, in case you need to do some negotiating.
I found my dad's little Luger.
You know how to use it?
I loaded it, and I turned the safety off. Figure I'd just stay steady and pull the trigger.
Let's hope you don't have to. Anything out there?
Oh, it's just bizarre walking through a city with no light at all. It took me like 5 minutes for my eyes to get used to it. Every now and then I can see these shapes, and while I can't tell for sure, I think they're bodies.
Great.
There's just abandoned vehicles everywhere. And then the wind kicks up and a light pole creaks behind me, or just a few minutes ago, a window on a newsstand slammed shut. It scared me half to death. Is Kenny okay?
Yeah, snoring louder than my grandmother. By the way, I grabbed the telescope and checked. The light's still on. How much further do you think you got?
I should be close. Gone about 7 blocks.
If you don't see anything soon, you may want to turn around. And just make sure you don't get lost.
I've gone this far. Plus, this might be the only thing Dad and Buck will ever...
What?
I see it.
The light?
Yeah, I'm about a block away. It's coming from a window. Street level. The window's barred. And there's... Oh, no.
What? What? No.
Right above the window, swiftly back and forth.
Okay, that's it. I want you to turn around and get back here right now. There's no sense in you risking your life because you're curious. Chloe!
The alley comes out on the other side. I can get a better look in a minute.
You don't know who's down there!
It's probably no one.
It's probably the GC! Now we've lost so many already!
Okay. I can see it. The camera's right above the window. Box. It's covered with graffiti. The thing's... it's moving in an arc. I'm gonna see if I can get under it and look in the window.
Chloe, no! Chloe!
Oops. It stopped right on me.
Don't move. It may be tracking movement.
It's moving again. I'm gonna get closer.
Oh, that's great. I tell her to come back and she goes closer. Where are you?
At the building.
Wonderful. Any chance you'd like to turn around now?
I can see a fluorescent ceiling light inside. Uh-oh. Here comes the camera.
Chloe!
The camera stopped. And the light inside went out.
Okay, this is the part where you run as fast as you can away from the building. Do you hear me?
Okay. Relax. Relax.
Don't relax. Run!
Look, if David and Chang are right, this can't be GC. Wait. I see a sign. It's some kind of currency exchange. I'm gonna look in the window.
Chloe, I'm gonna tell you this one more time. Get out of there!
Everybody, come on! You gotta see this!
Do we need weapons?
It doesn't look like it. Follow me. Doc, you alright?
Call me, Michael, but yes. Lead the way.
Are we afraid of people recognizing him?
No one's looking. They're a little preoccupied. Climb up here. Come on. And there's a flat rock where you can see.
Go up and possess it.
Look here near the entrance. Do you see?
Stay in your battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be terrified because of them. Be strong and of a good courage. For the Lord your God, it is He that goes with you. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, O Judah and Jerusalem. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. The Lord God says, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not.
Chloe, get out of there. Run!
It's too late.
Just put one foot in front of the other.
Identify yourself and explain your mark.
My mark? What mark?
On your forehead.
You can see a mark?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that would mean we have something in common.
How are you able to survive the radiation?
I'll answer only when I know whether you're my brother or not.
Persuade us you are not radioactive, and we will welcome you inside.
I have to know, is any of the enemy among you?
We are all believers, no compatriotists, no GC.
Okay, so Zeke, good news. Turns out they're all believers.
Now, wait a second. You don't know that. It might be a trick. You might be walking right into a...
The radiation is a ruse perpetrated by the Judahites.
For what purpose?
You should be able to figure that out.
Who are you talking to?
A friend. On the phone.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Come closer.
Okay. Hi.
Hi yourself.
I saw your light.
From where?
Nearby.
How long you been outside, girl?
Almost an hour. But I've been outside before lots of times.
And you're okay?
Yeah. There's no radiation out here.
You're gonna have to explain how you know that.
I can do that.
All right. Come in.
Any changes, Captain?
They're kicking up so much dust, it's hard to see anything, even with the binoculars. Here, take a look.
Still looks like all three flanks have a full tank battalion. A division's worth of grunts and trucks and APCs. And the missile launchers.
They're coming up at a pretty fast clip.
Based on tank battalions, I'm guessing 35 miles an hour.
Mac and Albie are going to hold fire, right?
Half mile, Captain.
That was my assumption. Smitty, get on the phone, make sure Mac and Albie hold their fire. Do not initiate. Repeat, tell them not to engage the enemy.
Right.
What do you think, Ray? I think I have no idea how God's going to do it, but based on what's coming towards us, it'll certainly have to be God that will do it.
Advance guard, halt. Deploy on line, main body commander. Pass lines at checkpoints Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie. Continue on foot and report reaching opposition.
Commander, opposition troops at 50 yards. No weapons visible. They're kneeling, sir.
Last reporting, commander. Say again your sit rep.
Repeat. Dismounted troops now at 40 yards. No weapons, and they're on their knees.
Proceed as ordered, Captain. No mercy, no prisoners.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.